and 1280 AM in Toronto every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And now in syndication on CFRC.ca and 101.9 FM in Kingston every Friday at 10 p.m. I am Supergen, and I am your host. This week, my guest is Halifax-based harsh noise artist, Panties. He is going to be in the GTA this week for a three-date mini-tour, starting with a show that I'm putting on this Thursday, November 14th, at Spadina Baby, with London's harsh noise artists, Shameful and Shelf, and Toronto's Shimona, who'll be playing an ambient drone set with electric cello and a radio, and New Album, and this reads as Meltdown backwards, with an AV core set. This event is the tape release party for Panties' Transatlantic Noise Destruction split with Lickin' Lippin' on Robot Lust. You can catch the show Thursday, November 16th at Spadina Baby at 688 Richmond, Unit 405. Doors at 7, noise at 8, and there will also be tasty vegan and gluten-free treats available by Atomic Cupcakes by Nicole. Hope to see you there. Later on in the second half, I'm going to be playing some material by the artist performing at this event to give you a taste of what you might hear, plus some other great local noisy stuff. First, let's start off the show with the first half hour presented by Panties.
Listening to More Noise Please. I'm Panties, and this was the first track of an upcoming Lickin' Lippin' Panties split. This tape is coming out tomorrow at the show at Spadina Baby. And now we'll move on to something else. From Nova Scotia from the early 20-teens. The first track we heard was by Scribbler called Zzz or Six Z's. I'm not sure how it's supposed to be pronounced. And the second track was by Mass Folk from Sydney, Nova Scotia. And that one was called, as you might have guessed, Every Day I Kill My Brain With Drugs. If you've never heard of either of those bands, go look them up. Scribbler was awesome in the Halifax scene, and Mass Folk was a flash in a pan, went out with a bang. They were amazing. Go look them up. And now, moving on to something completely different.
Here is the case of an announcer, and now on the backside. Here's the case of an event. Here's the backside. Here's the case of an announcer. Now in the backside. And now in the backside. Here's the case of an event. Now in the backside.
We just heard one of the tracks by Doomed Fossils, which of course was a collaboration between Fossils from Hamilton, who were also before that in Offensive Orange, and I'm pretty sure they were also in Space Ninja Jesus even before that. And of course Doomed Fossils was the collaboration between Fossils and DAAD, who was based at the time in here in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Anyways, now we're moving on.
We'll be right back.
And we just heard some Iron Beach Face, part of their split with the Coventry Massacre, and followed by another Nova Scotian band called Fist Fight. The song is called End Species. And interesting fact, the first show I ever booked, I flew Iron Beach Face down to Halifax, and Fist Fight was one of the opening bands for them. If you never heard of either of those two bands, again, highly recommend you check them out. Iron Beach Face was an awesome cybergrind band from Southern Ontario, and Fist Fight was some pretty cool sludge. Anyways, again, tomorrow on November 14, we'll be playing a show at Spadina Baby. It's going to be me, Panties, Shelf, and Shameless from London, Ontario. And that's the first date on our small tour. We'll be playing Toronto, Kitchener, and London. And it'll also be a tape release show for my split with Licking and Leppin. All right, here we go again.
I'm
just heard Takeoff by the Vixens, another Halifax band from about 2010 or so. And even though they're from Halifax, this LP actually came out in the UK. And following that, we heard some Elephant Man Behind the Sun, or EMBTS. We heard a bunch of tracks of one of the demos that were on the compilation that came out on Breathing Problem Productions a few years ago. For those of you who might not know, James had a twin brother, Phil. Phil's band was Mass Folk, the one that we heard way earlier in the show. They also had a bunch of bands together, like Canker, which was the first one I knew by both of them, and Chernobyl Children. They also had each one of them had more bands, but I think it's fair to say that for James, EMBTS was his big band, and for Phil it was Mass Folk. Unfortunately, they took their own lives about a year apart, and so there is no more EMBTS or Mass Folk to be had, unfortunately. On that sad note, let's continue with our programming. Thank you. recent release on Bird and Slug and Debris and by a collaboration between Rhoda and Dang. We heard part of the track called... let's see what the track was called. This track was called Strange Echoes. And as I said, it came out recently on Bird in Slug and Debris, and it came out on a pretty special day. Very appropriate for it to be a collaboration between those two artists. Anyways, for the last track I'll play, we're gonna listen to one of the first 7-inches I bought. It's gonna be Murder Squad TO, for those of you who know them. When I bought them, the 7-inch, I thought they were an awesome grindcore band. Only to find out years later that they're not the band I thought they were, mainly because I used to listen to that particular 7-inch at 45 RPM instead of 33, which is it's supposed to be. Anyways, we're gonna hear one of their tracks of their split with Sore Throat, but we're gonna listen to it like I did when I was a teen. Also, somehow need to mention that apparently, according to Dave, this is the last Sore Throat release ever. Came out with our very local Murder Squad TO. Thanks, have a good one. Bye.
Thanks to Panties for that great guest set and interesting selections, including the Murder Squad TO track on The Wrong Speed. Coming up next, you're going to get a glimpse of what you can hear on Thursday at Spadina Baby if you're in the Toronto area. And we're going to start off with a sculptural sound piece by Shimona, which incorporates field recordings of vocals and stones in a cave. Thank you.
Thank you.
We just heard track 3 off the brand new tape by Panties and Lickin' and Lippin' called Transatlantic Noise Destruction. Coming up next will be a premiere off the upcoming Nuwalt Lem release on Here's My Card Records on vinyl, with tracks from Skeeter, Hinder, Lafo, Rubber Muffin, Famine, and Hitori Tori. And this is called Re-Recall, the Lafo Re-Remix.
You've been feeling this thing.
Coming up next, we'll be pulled into a vortex by Shameful from the Whiteout Disintegration tape released in 2021 on Abhorrent AD, followed by a Shelf Rampancy collab, which will be available on this Saturday exclusively at the Noise Show in London at the Variety Cafe. And again, you can catch Panties, Shameful, Shelf, Watlam, and Shimona this Thursday, November 14th at Spadina Baby. Show starts at about 8. Thanks again to my guest Panties, and thank you for listening to More Noise, Please.
More noise, please.
CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
On Saturday, November 30th, the Independent Wrestling Academy, in cooperation with CFRC 101.9 FM, presents IWA Wrestling School of Rock. A portion of the proceeds from this family-friendly professional wrestling event will be donated directly to CFRC's annual funding drive. Tickets are available for $20 and can be bought through iwacanada.ca. The event is scheduled to take place at the Upper Hall of the Spire on 82 Sydenham Street. Doors at 5 p.m., opening bell will be at 5:30. Be sure to check out cfrc.ca and iwacanada.ca for additional event details. We hope to see you there, and we hope you're ready to rock the Spire.